welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now there are several reasons for choosing to discuss this particular psalm, and some of them are very personal and need not to be specified. But this psalm has sung itself into the hearts of millions. It comes from deity through the writing and the voice of the sweet singer of Israel, David, and brings forth words of peace and trust and rest and joy. Therein is guidance and comfort and fellowship. The language is simple and plain, is chaste and understandable. The notations are realistic, and is certainly applicable to those who love the Lord even today. In this psalm, we have a picture of God in love with his people, having grace toward our needs, comfort for our sorrows, and joy for our successes, and climax with a divine message of hope and expectation. Many griefs have been put to rest by his sweet assurances, and many sadnesses have been driven away and confidences restored, anxieties dispelled, bringing victory rather than defeat to the hearts of those who walked after God. Now we may divide the psalm into three very logical divisions, each one showing something of the relationship between God and his child. God is a shepherd, and we are his sheep. That's one very logical division. And two, God is presented as a guide, and we are his followers. And thirdly, God is as a host, and we are his guest. It begins, "The Lord is my shepherd." Friend, we are weak and foolish and thoughtless and unprotected sheep. God is our provider, our preserver, our protector. Let us emphasize the word "my." While God is concerned with the masses of people, what a joy to know that he is concerned with me as an individual. The Lord is my shepherd. I am his, and he is mine. There is this emphasis on the personal benefits of our relationship, and it sustains us, and they are defined herein for us. Therefore, he supplies all my needs, physical and spiritual, for body, soul, and mind, and heart, and spirit. All the various parts into which man might be divided and composed, God has provided. As sheep look to their shepherd, so we look unto God. There's the phrase, "I shall not want." Now, I may not even know what is best for myself, but God does. He provides the rest and refreshment and the nourishment. He provides forgiveness and cleansing and guidance and fellowship. It's from him that I have comfort and security that I must have in order to live life properly and successfully. He makes me fit for service to him and for others, and from him comes the power to serve. I shall not lack anything that is necessary to the fulfillment of my purpose for existence. He will see to that. One notable thing about his provisions is that they are great and abundant, but not an end in themselves. They are a means to an end. God created us for life, now and forever. In Christ we have the abundant life. But because of him and what he provides, we're prepared for the struggles as well as the successes along the road of life, even into the life beyond this one on this earth. There are battles to be fought, and there are works to be done. There are foes to be met and friends to be won. While we know not what a day will bring forth, because of Him, there is nothing that will happen that God and I together cannot handle if only I will lean on Him. He restores, He refreshes, He renews, so we may enter into the challenges of each day with confidence and strength. How blessed we are to have such a shepherd as our Lord. What a joy that we can be among His sheep. Nor shall we lack for guidance. He leads as our guide, and we are His followers. Beside the still and calm waters we go, even into the valley of the shadow of death. Friend, the inevitable looms before us with all of its unknowns. But just as He honors us, even in the presence of our enemies, just as He provides for us in the face of our foes, He supplies the blessing so abundant that our cup overflows with bounty from Him. He takes us by the hand, as it were, to comfort and to lead us through even the experience of death. We do not have to cross Jordan alone. With Him the dread and fear evaporates. I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Man can follow one of two paths in life. He can go the way of wickedness or the way of righteousness. One brings destruction, the other brings fulfillment here and throughout eternity. It is so important where we are on our journey, and it may even be more important the direction that we are traveling. But with God as our guide, we are led in the paths of righteousness. This little verse says, "So I go on not knowing, I would not if I might. I'd rather walk with God in the dark than to walk alone in the light. I'd rather walk with Him by faith than to walk alone by sight." It seems inevitable that some suffering must come. Some days the sun refuses to shine and sorrow forces itself into life. It may be by disease or disappointment or harassments or frustrations. Such things we cannot hope to bear alone. We lose our way. When the heart is breaking and the dark shadows gathering and the tears are flowing, what are we frail human beings to do? We take courage and strength from the fact that God is our guide. We shall be attended by goodness and mercy all the days of life. Valleys that are dark to others are lighted by the Lord. This is the way it is for the Christian. We place our hand in His and we travel on. As we read the following poem, please notice the change of the pronoun from I to we in the fourth stanza. My plans were made. I thought my path all bright and clear. My heart with song o'erflowed. The world seemed full of cheer. My Lord I wish to serve, to take Him for my guide, to keep so close that I could feel Him by my side. And so I traveled on. But suddenly, in skies so clear and full of light, the clouds fell thick and fast, the days seemed as the night. Instead of paths so clear and full of things so sweet, rough things and thorns and stones seemed all about my feet. I scarce could travel on. I bowed my head and wondered why this change should come, and murmured, "Lord, is this because of aught that I have done? Has not the path been full enough of pain and care? Why should not my path again be changed from dark to fair?" But still I traveled on. I listened, quiet and still. There came a voice, "This path is mine, not thine. I made the choice. Dear child, this service will be best for thee and me, if thou wouldst simply trust and leave the end to me." And so we traveled on. Our psalm presents the beautiful home at the end of the journey. Life may well be beset with pitfalls, but such things will not be in the eternal home with the Lord. There God is host of the heavenly home. We will be His guest. The redeemed one who have been made the kingdom of priests here on earth shall live with God in never-ending joy. It is only then that our understanding will be complete. We shall know that the toils of the road were nothing when we get to the end of the way. Paul stated in Romans 8 and verse 18, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us." The assurance of such a home serves a twofold purpose. It is our goal because to such an existence we long to go. But it also provides us motivation and hope. It gives meaning to life as we live in the here and now. So we see these relationships of shepherd and sheep, a guide and followers, a host and a guest. Such is our relationship with Almighty God. And how can these things be? It is all made possible by the love of God for us, the sacrifice of Christ on our behalf, and our surrender in obedience unto Him. Paul said in Romans 5 and verse 10, "For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life." By His blood, that which would otherwise bar us from heaven is removed. By His life, His death, His resurrection, He simply says to us, "Do not be afraid of life, for I have lived. Do not be afraid of death, for I have died. And do not be afraid of eternity, for I hold in my hand the keys to all those mansions over there." The story is told about a banquet attended by a great actor. His ability and expression was exquisite. He was asked to quote the 23rd Psalm. He did, and when he finished, the audience burst into applause and shouted praise for his ability and his performance. There was also an old preacher present, and he was politely asked to repeat the psalm also. Well, he did, with utmost reverence and conviction. And when he finished, there was absolute silence. One turned to another and asked why the difference between the reactions. He was told, one knew the psalm, the other knew the shepherd. Dear friend, is God your shepherd? Is He your guide? Will He be your host? Why stumble along the way of life when you can have life and that more abundantly? Why suffer loss and total ruin when you can have the blissful home of the soul? Why struggle alone when this relationship with God is offered by God Himself through His Son, Jesus Christ? Won't you make it a reality for you, and so you can say, "The Lord is my shepherd"? This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.